I can promise you something, but I can't create something. I can confirm something, affirm something, praise something, but I can't create something. And so in Genesis, when it talks about how God created, and there the Trinity is identified for us, not as we do in our prayers in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that phrase, but there is God the Father, and the Spirit hovered, and then the Word. And God said, that's the Word. That's Jesus. So in Genesis, it sets the tone to tell us that God and His Word mean something, but greater than that, God and His Word does something. And so, as you know, God sent forth His Son. Not only just because, well, He promised, therefore He had to, but that's His Word. Emmanuel, God with us. The babe of the manger is not merely a newborn creature. The babe in the manger in Bethlehem is God with us, God in the flesh, the Word made flesh. Not becoming flesh, not transformed into flesh, but God made man. And so in Christmas time, with all the different themes that have been proclaimed from generation to generation, year after year, we have these Christmas words that unto you this day in the city of David is, in the words, Christ the Lord, right? And then the prophecies that we read last night from Isaiah, you know, wonderful counselor, you know, and mighty God, and we have these words. But the power of God's word is also connected to the word, and this is the one that you get to add to your Christmas words, your Christmas vocabulary. It's whoever. You know, there's words that frustrate us, right? And one of the words that's very popular is whatever. Maybe you say it, and I'm not trying to pick on you for having said it, but we have this kind of nonchalant, casual idea about our vocabulary and how we say stuff and how we mean stuff, and we forget that words have meaning. And so we go, oh, whatever. But this isn't a word that's meant to offend. And this word is not casual. It's intentional. In John 3:16, we are reminded of this word. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. You ready for it? Yeah. Whoever believes in Him. There it is. Whoever. Now, why is that a wonderful Christmas word? Because it is the Word. It is God made flesh. When we celebrate Good Friday, and it is a celebration, that it isn't us on the cross, it is Christ who died for whoever. Usually we just say all. And unto you this day born in the city of David, it is Christ the King, the Son of God. And whoever believes in Him, and that too is a message of the gospel, because that gets to include the shepherds, the wise men that came later, Mary and Joseph right there in Bethlehem, the community of Bethlehem after kind of downsized after everybody got registered for the census, and then they ended up in a place to stay that was a lot better than an animal keep place, a stable. It's whoever believes in Him. You are part of that whoever. And it's into whoever where God's word, and it tells us that God's word does not return to Him void. It tells us in the scriptures that grass fades, the flower wilts, but the word of the Lord is forever. It tells us in the scriptures again and again about the power and the reality of the word of God, and then it connects it to you and I. It connects it to us. But here's the disconnect. In our sinful nature, with all the messages around the planet about what Christmas is about, and its vitality, and the market shares, and, you know, there's the Friday after Thanksgiving, you got all the sales and all the bargains, and the TV programs, talk shows go on and on. Where's the best place to find? And on about where should you travel for Christmas? Now, if you want to get out of snow, you know, certainly you don't want to go to Maine or South Dakota or something like that. And so there's all of this stuff that we hear again and again, from year after year. But Christmas is not about the location. Christmas is not about the weather. Christmas is not about the price tag or the discount or the coupon. Christmas is not about the what or whatever. Christmas is about who. It is a personal pronoun, you. And whoever is the word that applies to you. You are included in the whoever. You are invited to Christmas. I mean, can you imagine some famous person who has a big mansion and he mails out invitations, you know, to all the people in Middle Tennessee, and you know, most of the sales stuff that comes in your mail, it says resident, right? But you get one that says whoever, and you're invited to the house. You have been invited to Christ. And the way that happens, instead of sending you in the mail, he sends you Christ. He has come for us. He has come to us. He has come to redeem us, to save us. And the promise is that he will come and return to us, as it says in John chapter 6, to be with him where he is. You are the whoever. Christmas is never about the whatever. And being the who in that sense, you are about, and our theme for this morning is arise and shine, and it's the shining light. And think about what that means. God's word creates the light of Christ in whoever. You don't have to be anybody important. You don't have to be anybody special. You don't have to have accomplished anything. You don't have to have achieved anything. You don't have to get all A's, and I'm thankful for that one. You, as gracious as God is, are included for whom Christ comes. And then into us, he brings his light to shine in our darkness, to shine in the darkness of us who are no one. Or as Paul says, chief of sinners, we all qualify. We all have reasons and valid reasons of not to get the invitation. And yet the love of God opens up beyond measure, beyond logic, and he invites us all. So that whoever believes in him has everlasting life. So there are wonderful words of hope. I can see hope and love and peace and joy. There are wonderful words of Merry Christmas. I notice we don't find Happy Holidays in the Bible, so you can set that one aside. But whoever is in the Bible, It's in that gospel statement. It's in his invitation. It's in the cross. It's in the empty tomb. It's in his promise to return. And we give thanks that God has chosen, that God has made us part of the whoever. It's what makes Christmas genuine and powerful and passionate. For the word that creates is the word that does something. He's not powerless. He's not wimpy. He's not untruthful. He is consistent and he does what he says, and when he says, it does. So when God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love, that is a reality of love. And when God says, I have redeemed you through the blood of Christ, that is a reality of our cleansing. And when God says, I have prepared a place for you, then we have reservations. That's not hesitations, but we have a booking. For unto you this day, born in the city of David, is Christ the Lord. And whoever, you and I, whoever believes, has everlasting life. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Amen.